Syria has rejected the Arab League's fresh call on President Bashar al-Assad to hand over power. Syrian media say an official source has condemned the bloc's new initiative as a violation of the country's sovereignty. The Arab League has called on Damascus to form a national unity government, which includes the opposition. Yemen's embattled ruler has left his country for the U.S. after receiving Washington's go-ahead. Ali Abdullah Saleh is in Oman on his way to America, where he's going to allegedly receive medical treatment. Saleh was granted immunity from prosecution under a U.S.-backed Persian Gulf Cooperation Council deal. Human Rights Watch has accused Israel of serious rights violations. In its annual report, the group cites Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip as a violation of Palestinian rights. It also lists Israel's settlement expansions on Palestinian lands and home demolitions in East Jerusalem al-Quds as other violations. Egyptians have rallied outside the court where ousted President Hosni Mubarak is being tried. They were there to demand the death penalty for Mubarak. The prosecution is seeking the death sentence on a charge that Mubarak was involved in the killing of hundreds of protesters during the uprising that toppled him. Libya's National Transitional Council says it will not resign because it may lead to the country falling into a civil war. This comes after the NTC's deputy head, Abdel Hafiz Boga's decision to resign. He stepped down following protests against him in the city of Benghazi. Nigerian officials say a number of arrests have been made over the wave of attacks in the northern city of Kano. Nearly 180 people were killed in coordinated bombings and gun attacks on Friday. The Salafist group Boko Haram has claimed responsibility for the carnage. A pro-Euro candidate has won the first round of Finland's presidential election. Sauli Niinisto got 37% of votes. He faces a February 5 runoff against another pro-Euro candidate. Pekka Haavisto came in second with almost 19% of ballots. In Finland, the post of president has little executive power. And a U.S. lawmaker who miraculously escaped death when she was shot in the head says she will resign to focus on her recovery. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords represents Arizona's 8th District in the House of Representatives. Giffords survived last January's shooting rampage in Tucson, Arizona. 6 people were killed.